Just east of Waco, in the town of Riesel, you might meet Prez.
I used to go to VFW there. And there was a guy with that, said, "What's your name?" I said, "Olin Hamilton." He said, "Olin Hamilton?" I said, "Yeah, like president." From that day on, they started calling me. That's what I'm known of.
Prez was born in 1919, during a time when everything was segregated. From restrooms to water fountains, there were even cities that African Americans weren't allowed to be in after dark.
And I understand in my little town, Riesel, couldn't be caught there after sundown. If you do something bad, it might happen to you.
Speaking with Baylor history professor James Sorrell, he says these types of communities were common in the state.
There was throughout Texas signs posted on the edge of town, "Don't let the sun go down on you," and preceded by the N-word.
In 1941, Prez knew some of the things that were happening on the world stage, but not everything.
We didn't have radio, but we took the paper, but it was big news. Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor, where is that? We weren't talking about no Pearl Harbor in no school, because we didn't go that far. Hadn't heard about no Pearl Harbor. Just before that, I know Hitler had come to power.
At the start of World War II, Sorrell says there's a lot of African Americans who want to enlist.
When war breaks out, African Americans are interested in enlisting to fight for their country, to demonstrate their loyalty.
However, an eagerness to serve was not an absolute standard for all African Americans. Take, for example, Doris Miller, another Waco hometown hero. Doris Miller enlisted, but Prez and others felt differently.
They used to live down the country here. His dad, I knew his dad and mama had two brothers. We were young. I don't remember that much about him, but I knew the family. I think he volunteered because he went to the Navy. He was a cook in the Navy. Wasn't too many of us volunteering. We weren't that patriotic because we didn't know. We didn't feel we had that much to fight for anyway, if you know what I mean.
It's important to note, I never got the feeling that Prez regretted his service when he was drafted in 1942. Prez served in New Caledonia. He was lucky to find a relatively easy post. He drove trucks and had guard duty around the base. He spoke about befriending the natives.
We used to go to the village. Yeah, Indian friends, we'd go to their village. We'd go to their trawler, they'd have trawler. Well, that's their dance. We'd go dance with them, trawler.
However, not all African Americans who served had an easy time during the war.
We didn't have to dig holes. We didn't have to build a road. We didn't have to build a bridge like some of them soldiers.
In Europe, there was tension over African American men with white European women.
Socially, they found a much more open society in France. And this was very troubling to a lot of the white officers and enlisted men in the United States Army.
A lot of conflict, because a lot of whites didn't appreciate seeing the blacks, especially from the South with those girls.
Then, as the war went on, the U.S. needed more manpower to fight, and African-American regiments were sent into some of the worst fighting situations.
There was certainly the expectation that some of these black troops were going in, you know, almost as cannon fodder in some cases.
But they did take some of our boys and send them to those fighting units. Some of them got wasted.
And as African-Americans returned stateside, there was a sense that something wasn't quite right at home.
If you're going to fight the Hitlers in Germany and in Europe, there's some Hitlers in Mississippi and Alabama and Texas who also need to be dealt with.
Like many African Americans after the war, Prez left the South. He moved to California, where he worked many jobs over the years. Prez never demonstrated during the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s, but during his time as a cab driver, he often counseled his fares.
Tourists, I drove, met people from all over the world. All over the world. Talked with a whole lot of people about a lot of things. Now we're people of people.
Throughout the years of the civil rights movement and into today, Prez says he never allowed himself to hate. He says he follows the golden rule.
I don't preach it. I just try to live it. I try to treat people like I would love to be treated.
Despite this long, sordid American history that Prez has witnessed throughout his lifetime, the progress of civil rights is apparent in his story. Prez returned to Texas in his 70s. He's lived here ever since. And a couple years ago, at 95 years old, he was hit by another vehicle while leaving his driveway.
I never had so much fun in my life as I did that night in the emergency room. people from Riesel, Mott, Waco, black and white, German, always. They get the news, here they come.
With racial tensions high in today's world, you can still see the progress of civil rights in the story of Olin Prez Hamilton. In Waco, I'm Will Burney.